This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. Looks like we missed National Button Day yesterday for button collectors. A chance to pull out all your buttons and wonder why the heck you ever started collecting. Well, this can't be right. New study out of London found that women are more attracted to nice guys than rich guys. Researchers say it actually makes sense from an evolutionary perspective. When women are looking to get married, they want things to be fair. And they believe they'll get that from nice guys more than rich guys. So even though there may be less money coming through the relationship, they believe it'll be shared more equally with a nice guy. Nike is ready to release their futuristic self-lacing shoes. They call their latest technological breakthrough adaptive lacing. And they say it translates deep research into digital, electrical, and mechanical engineering. Distribution begins in New York City and London, beginning December 1st, and then other selected markets by the end of the month. And bring your wallet. The self-lacing shoes begin at $720 a pair. And for heaven's sakes, don't get them wet. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. You might have heard Kellogg's has announced they're introducing new cinnamon frosted flakes. It's the first change in the 64-year history of the cereal. And the company said it's in direct response to a growing demand on social media. Couple of random facts for your Thursday. The winner of the first Indy 500 in 1911 averaged 75 miles an hour. This year's winner averaged 167. Women were banned from wearing pants on the Senate floor until 1993. And 4% of the sand on Normandy's beaches is broken down shrapnel from D-Day. Wow. New study finds the average person spends 279 entire days styling their hair over the course of their lifetime. That works out to about 18 minutes per day. 82% of people feel like their hair is an important part of who they are. Yeah. Half of people would rather lose 25% of their salary than 25% of their hair. And 1 in 3 would delete all of their social media accounts if they could have thick hair for the rest of their lives. Ever fib to your kids? New survey says there are a few things that we stretch the truth on with our youngsters, like Santa Claus is watching. We're almost there. We'll come back another time. Carrots help improve your eyesight. I always know when you're lying. And if you keep making that face, it'll freeze like that. Oh, I'm sure you can think of a few more. I can. Yikes, an air flight in Mexico had to make an emergency landing after a poisonous snake dropped out of the overhead bin into the cabin. The snake dropped out of the bin and was captured by alert passengers with a blanket. It was safely removed by animal experts once the plane made an emergency landing. Passengers in rows 32 and 33 probably had to change their shorts. And a new study of 80,000 adults finds a beer a day helps reduce the risk of having strokes or developing cardiovascular disease. Researchers say the intake of moderate amounts of alcohol slows the natural decline of good cholesterol, and that keeps us healthy. Well, all right. Knuckleheads in the News comes out of Tennessee today, where Logan Bagley was a little hungry, wanted some tacos, so he did what any other man-child would do, and he asked his mommy for her debit card. But even though his mother explained there was no money left on the card, he grabbed it and headed to Taco Bell anyway, returning a short time later with no food, just lots of anger. So he quickly grabbed a hockey stick and struck her in the head. The blow knocked her unconscious, left her with a gash. Bagley told cops he'd been drinking, was arrested for aggravated assault, and finally the 22-year-old mooch might just get the boot from mom's house. Jeez. That's your Daily Buzz. Something I need to buzz about? Email paul at wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook or Twitter. Fax 637-2675. Drop the info off here at the station if you'd like. You can also snail mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven. We're just across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Catch up on a past show or listen to one again at wcsy.com. That's where our podcasts live for the Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present time. Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again Monday. Have a great weekend.